unto us, but we also need to hold on to the Lord. And I'll get to that in a few minutes. But again, we're glad to be here today. We're thankful for everyone that's gathered with us. We do recognize that it is Mother's Day. You know, as Lisa said, it's a tough job. Being moms and dads is a tough job. None of us want to make a mistake, but yet there's no fast rule book that tells us how to do it right. So, as I oftentimes tell my wife, we did the best that we knew how to do at the time. That's kind of how we go through this life. And I know these holidays can bring mixed emotions. If you're here this morning as a mother and you've got children around you, I know that makes you happy and you are blessed. We're thankful for our children. Dawn came out of the room. She probably don't want me to tell this, but she came out of the back room this morning and she was just all teary-eyed. And I'm like, well, what happened? What's wrong? You know? And she said, I missed my babies. Her baby's 41 years old. He had called and the grandkids wished her a happy Mother's Day. And she said, I just missed my babies. And it's difficult when you can't be with them on special holidays. Or it's difficult when they've gone on to be with the Lord and can't be with you. If you're wondering why these photographs are up here, we encourage people on Mother's Day and also Father's Day, if your mother or father can't be with you because they've passed from this life or not able to be here, we bring a picture of that honors them. I've enjoyed looking at them and after service come up and look at them. Brother Phil, it was a who's who of who. You know, he had one of mine, I put two pictures in the little frame. One was Dawn and our wedding day, my mom was on one side and Dad on the other. And I said, that's me right there. He said, no, it can't be. It was me. I look a little different, but it was me. But anyway, we're thankful for what we can share. And as we sang in our service, there are precious memories that we have of moms that are living as we're growing up and of those that are no longer with us. I'm going to be reading from 1 Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1. For the sake of time, I'm going to skip around, but I'll try to tell you where I'm at. I'd like to read the first verse all the way through the second chapter and the second verse, but for the sake of time, I'm not going to do that. You can read that on your own. But 1 Samuel chapter 1, it begins by telling us in verse 1 that there was a certain man and his name was Elkanah. Verse 2 tells us that he had two wives. One was Hannah and the other one was Peninnah. And it tells us that Peninnah had children, but it tells us that Hannah had no children. Then in verse 5, it tells us a little bit about the relationship that Elkanah had with Hannah. And it tells us in verse 5 that he loved Hannah. But it also tells us that the Lord had shut up her womb. I want to just say this. There may be others here. I know Heather can identify with this maybe a little bit. My son and his wife, they had a hard time getting children. It took them a while to get them. There was a lot of anguish and a lot of things they had to go through. They were in this situation. But as you know, Heather's sitting there with two today, Adam, he's got two today, and the Lord blessed. But we'll see how this unfolds in a few minutes. In verse 9, it says, Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple with the Lord. And she, referring to Hannah, she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And then it tells us in verse 11 that Hannah, she vowed a vow unto the Lord. Basically, what she said was, Look on the affliction of thine handmaiden. Remember me and not forget thine handmaiden. But wilt thou give unto thine handmaiden a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the day of his life. I'm going to jump down to verse 17 where it says, Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace. To Hannah, he was saying this, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Now, verse 19 tells us that Elkanah, he knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. They had a relationship, and the Lord blessed that relationship. It says, wherefore, in verse 20, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after that Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Verse 24 says, and when she had weaned him, she took him up. Where'd she take him? She took him back to the temple. She brought him unto the house of the Lord. And verse 27 says, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. And then jump down to chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee, neither is there any rock like our Lord. Now I'm going to take a text verse from a familiar passage of Scripture in the 31st chapter of Proverbs. Chapter 31 of Proverbs and verse 28 will be my text verse. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. My message this morning, I want to talk about a woman God blesses, a woman that God blesses. As we think about this day, we all should be thankful for the women in our lives, particularly our mothers. As I think Brother Jim might have said in his devotional in Sunday school, if it weren't for mothers, we wouldn't be here. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, in the beginning of creation, it tells us that God created them, and he's referring to Adam and Eve, and it says God created them to have the ability to be fruitful. Well, he said to be fruitful and multiply, and to replenish the earth. And I just want you to know that's still God's design today between a man and a woman for children. That's God's design. The Bible contains many great men and women of history. Hebrews chapter 11 is the portion of God's word that gives us a roll call. Or in other words, it gives us this list of, as it's referred to as, the heroes of faith. Among those that are listed there is this man that I referred to that Hannah brought forth, whose name is Samuel. Samuel is listed amongst the heroes of faith. And he was the last judge of Israel, and God appointed him to anoint the first two kings of Israel. But behind this great man Samuel was a great mother by the name of Hannah. Hannah was a special woman. And like many women today, Hannah had many struggles. But God blessed her. And I want us to see why that God blessed her this morning. We can see in the life of Hannah here that Hannah was a woman of endurance. Hannah had suffered for many years. She suffered the anguish of not having a child. In the Old Testament times, that was a big deal. And it was a big deal because a woman who couldn't bear children was considered a failure. She was considered a social embarrassment to her husband. And the reason for that was that children were a part of the economic structure back then. Families depended on children to be able to be their source of labor. And they depended on their children to take care of them when they got to their old age. According to the practices of the time of that day, Elkanah could have left her because of that. But the scripture tells us that he didn't do that. And the reason he didn't do that is because he had a great love for Hannah. In verse 2, it told us that he had a second wife. And at the same time, who did bear children. But she, if we read in the scripture, she was a terrible woman. And the reason that she was a terrible woman is because of the way that she treated Hannah. She was jealous of Elkanah's love and the favor that he had for Hannah. So the Bible tells us that she taunted and she provoked and she antagonized and belittled Hannah because she couldn't have children. And she suffered that, Hannah suffered that of her for many years, to the point that the scripture says that she wept and she did not eat. Verse 7. But I want you to notice that Hannah endured. She endured. Every year, year by year, she continued to go to the house of the Lord. And she endured by drawing her strength from the Lord. The communion that she had with God saw her through all of those years that she was enduring. And being of a woman of endurance, it was not an easy thing. When we look at the definition of endurance, it can be defined as patient and waiting even while suffering trials. Patient and waiting even while suffering trials. And Hannah was patient, and she waited on the Lord even while suffering tremendous trials at the hands of others. This definition, I think, gives us the elements that compose what endurance is all about. We can't have this kind of endurance unless we have trials. Trials are part of a woman's life. And we can see this in Hannah. Trials give us the opportunity to find out who we are really putting our trust in. Who are we trusting in the situations that we find ourselves in? Patience and waiting is not always the easiest thing. Hannah's situation, well, it was out of her hands. Verse 5 told us that the Lord had shut up her womb. And we know that because the Lord did that, that she couldn't do anything about it on her own. She had to trust in God. And she had to wait. She patiently waited on her Lord to help her, to bring her through this trial that she was going through. Heather, I don't mean to keep pointing you out, but I think you can identify with this. I think you understand what this woman was going through because of the journey that you yourself and others have been on. To all the women that are gathered here today, do you consider yourself to be a woman of endurance? Are there trials in your life that are out of your hands? Are you suffering in something that is not of your own making? If you find yourself in that position today, I want you to remember Hannah and the record that God has before us. For her, the blessings were on the other side of her adversity. It was on the other side of her adversity. I encourage you to place your trust in the Lord and wait on Him, because God blesses women of endurance. Not only out of endurance, but God blesses a woman of prayer. I'm thankful that I had a mother of prayer. Verse 10 told us, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord, and she wept sore. Listen, I don't know if you read that the way I read it, but let me tell you something. This was a broken woman. She was broken because of the situation that she found herself in. But Hannah, she was proactive in her endurance. Even while patiently waiting, Hannah didn't stop seeking the Lord. And Hannah didn't approach prayer lightly. She didn't approach it mechanically with a repetitive prayer. She prayed in tears, and she prayed in deep sincerity. She knew who it was that she was talking to, and it was a serious matter for her. And as she prayed at the temple, as you read that chapter yourself when you get home, but as she prayed at the temple, Eli must have never seen a woman like Hannah in the condition that Hannah was in. Well, why do you say that, preacher? Because the scripture tells us that when he saw her, he thought she was drunk. Brothers and sisters, we need to be careful about passing judgment on others before we know the facts. Eli needed to be more sensitive to the burden that Hannah was carrying. And we need to find out what a person's going through before we draw conclusions as well. But Hannah, being a woman of prayer, she spoke with the Lord. Hannah cried out unto the Lord. Hannah wept before the Lord. And as I said, she didn't pray some canned prayer every time she prayed, but she poured her heart out to the Lord. I guess what I'm trying to say is that prayer is more than mere words. Prayer is an attitude of heart. And she was expressing this attitude of heart that she had for the Lord. And it's not only speaking to the Lord, but it's opening up our whole being to Him, being who He wants us to be in Him. And prayer is a means for drawing upon the strength of being in the presence of God and being able to endure trials that come into this life. Being a woman of prayer is being a woman whose strength comes from having communion with God. Need that every day. Need it every day. Are you a woman of prayer this morning? Are you in communion with the God of all of creation? Do trials automatically send you running to the one who can give you strength? Or do you feel lonely and do you feel all alone by yourself when problems come? If you ever get to that place, I want to encourage you this morning to remember Hannah. She knew someone that she could lean on and someone that she could pour her heart out to. And let me assure you this morning, mothers and women that are amongst us, let me assure you this morning that God is there for you. And He will hear you and He will hold you up no matter what it is that you're going through. And as we see in this passage, God will bless a woman of prayer. But she also must be something else. She must be a woman of faith. In verse 17 and 18, Eli told her, he said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." So Hannah went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. How about that? Hannah had faith. And when Hannah left the house of the Lord, she was no longer sad. She had cried and she had prayed, and now her face was no longer sad. Why is that? She knew that she had been in touch with the Lord. She knew that she had been in the presence of the Lord, and now her heart was calm. Now she had a peace within herself. You ever been there? I have. There's been things that I was troubled with. There's been things I was concerned with. And I cried out to the Lord. And all of a sudden, there was a calm. And there was a peace. And God gave me that peace and said, "Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. I'll take care of it." Hannah had placed her faith in the Lord. And you know what? That's as much as she could do. She had nothing to do with her womb. God's the one who shut her womb up. But God did not disappoint. God will never disappoint us. We may disappoint Him, but He will never disappoint us. Verse 20 of 1 Samuel here in that first chapter, it tells us, "Wherefore it came to pass that when the time was come after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord." So we find in Scripture that after going to the Lord with all of her endurance, her prayer and faith, a year later, the Lord gave her a little boy. The basis for Hannah's endurance and prayer was her faith in God. She endured because she trusted the Lord. She prayed because she trusted the Lord. You know, faith Faith is the foundation of a relationship with the Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that's where the relationship begins. And we have to believe that, as she did, that we got to believe that He is who He says that He is. And we got to believe that the Lord will do what He says that He will do. I wonder this morning, are you a woman of faith this morning? Do you have a foundation, or you have an anchor in your life, which is the Lord Jesus Christ? Or do you have trials or things come up in your life that cause you to go spinning out of control? Well, if that's the case, I want to encourage you to remember Hannah. Remember everything that Hannah had endured. And while things were stacked against her, she had an anchor of the soul. She had the foundation. She had that relationship with the Lord. It was her faith in the one who could do all things. And while she endured horrible adversarial things at the hands of others, her faith in God was her rock. And I want all women today, I want you to be encouraged. You may be a mother, or you may be a person who wants to be a mother. You may be a wife. You may be a daughter. Know that God is there for you, and He wants you to lean wholly on Him, whatever it is that you're going through and experience, and He can and He will hold you up. Remember, God blesses a woman of faith. Remember what Hannah did in verse 11. This is bold. She vowed a vow. And that day, when you vowed a vow, I mean, there was no breaking it. You fulfilled the commitment of that vow. And she vowed a vow and said in verse 11, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaiden and remember me, and not forget thine handmaiden, but will give unto thine handmaiden a man child, carry off the name, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall be no razor that come upon his head. I don't want any of your children. I'm not sure Eli wanted this one either. But that's the vow that she made. She said, Lord, I'll do that. And the time came when Hannah did not forget her commitment to the Lord. How many people do that today? How many people at the time they were seeking salvation or something other time in their life, that they made a commitment to the Lord, said, Lord, if you'll do this, then I'll do this. And all of a sudden they forget about what they promised God to do, and they don't fulfill their vow or their promise unto the Lord. But Hannah didn't forget the one who made all things possible. The one that shut the womb was the one that opened the womb, and she remembered that that's the one, the only one who could do it. The Bible said that she brought sacrifices and unto the Lord, and that she worshiped Him. So Hannah was also a woman of worship. Hannah loved the Lord. She couldn't hold back the love and the praise for the one who had seen her through everything. So she worshiped. She worshiped. What is worship? Worship is setting God apart as worthy of praise, worthy of glory, worthy of honor. Worship is acknowledging that God is greater than anyone or anything else in the whole world. And He is. And she was acknowledging that. And as Hannah brought Samuel to the tabernacle to fulfill her vow, listen, Samuel was just a young boy. I don't know exactly how old he was, but it said after he was weaned. So somewhere maybe in that day around 2 or 3 years old, I'm not sure. And I'm sure it was hard for Hannah to leave him there. Think about you as a mother. Could you take a young child like that and give them to the Lord like that and leave them there? Probably not. But I also want you to know this about Hannah. She didn't forget her son. She didn't take him there and drop him off and say, "See you, Samuel." I believe, as the Bible shares with us, she visited him regularly. She saw him regularly. Every year she brought him a new robe. She was involved in his life. God didn't open her womb just for Samuel either. If you continue to read about the life and the history of Hannah, God blessed her with 5 other children besides Samuel. So God richly blessed her. And notice in chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I want you to notice what Hannah did. She worshiped the Lord. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee. Neither is there any rock like our God." Amen. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. Hannah worshiped. And she praised God for his answer to her prayers for a son. She praised God for being her rock, strong and unchanging. And listen, this morning, we serve the same God, and he has not changed, and he will be your rock if you'll let him be. Are you women of worship like Hannah? Do you see God as high and lifted up and worthy of all that we can give him? Do you forget God as soon as he meets your needs? Talked about that Wednesday night, about putting God up on the shelf when things are fine, and then when you get in trouble, pulling him off the shelf. She wasn't like that. But if you're in that kind of a situation, I just want you to remember Hannah. Good book to go back to. When you're going through difficult and struggling times. She was blessed by the Lord, and she didn't let the opportunity to pass to give him glory and praise for what he had done. God has been so good to all of us, even when we go through hard times. And I find myself sometimes forgetting to give thanks to God. You know? Sometimes I'll leave church. I always try to remember and thank the Lord for being with me. Thank the Lord for helping me to be able to deliver that message. But I'll be honest with you, sometimes it's Sunday night when I lay my head on a pillow and I stop and think and say, "You didn't thank the Lord today for helping you to stand and try to deliver his words." But we should acknowledge the Lord and give him praise and honor and glory. God's been so good to all of us. None of us are worthy of the goodness that God has done for us and the things that God has given us. We should always acknowledge him as worthy, and we should always worship, and we should always praise him. God blesses men and women of worship. Hannah knew who it was that had blessed her beyond measure, and she has shown us this morning how you too can be blessed beyond measure. If you're struggling this morning with something, whatever it might be, remember Hannah and remember that Jesus is the answer. And I'll tell you what we need to have. I've already told you my message, but I'll just condense it real quick and tell you that we have to have endurance. And we have to be people of prayer. And we have to be people of faith. And we have to be people of worship. This Mother's Day is a reflection for me. Proverbs 31 set forth praise for a good mother and a good wife. Again, homework, read Proverbs 31 if you haven't in a long time. And you will see that it sets forth praise for a good mother and for a good wife, listing her many, many qualities and strengths that she exercised for her family out of love. Verse 28 again said, "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." You know that word rise up, it means to stand and it means to make a public declaration. This woman's children wanted the world to know just how precious that she was to them. Why? She was the force behind whatever success they had. They unashamedly stood and blessed her dear, sweet name. My mother is among the pictures that are down here on this table. She passed from this life when I was 30 years old. She's now been gone over half my life. And she was a Hannah. And I think that when I think of Proverbs 31 here, she was in many ways like this virtuous woman. After she had passed, a few years later, my dad remarried. And she's on this table as well, because she has passed from this life as well. But the thing about Treva was that she never called me her stepson. She never treated me like a step anything. She always treated me like I was her son. And I always appreciated that. Lisa, you and Ray can identify with that, with Ben. I thank the Lord for having their godly influence in my life. And I thank the Lord for the love that they expressed toward me. And I can tell you that one day after a while, I expect to see them both again, as they both were women, godly women, who loved the Lord and made sure that I knew who He was and that He was an influence in my life. And for that, I'm thankful and grateful. And I've missed them. I won't lie about that. There's so many things that have occurred in my life that, you know, it may sound funny, but I wish my mommy was here. I wish she was here that I could share some of the good things that I've experienced in life. And also, I could have went to her for some counsel and advice, because she was really good at giving counsel and advice, not just to her family, but to others that knew her. They would come to her. I'm also thankful this morning for my wife. I'm also thankful for the mother of my children. She has sacrificed many things for me and my ministry. And at the same time, she tried to be the mother that our children needed. Before I pastored full-time, I was in sales. And I traveled 3 to 4 days out of every week for a lot of years. And so she did a lot of the things that we should have been doing together in my absence. And people have asked me before, do you regret that time? And I said, well, you know, I regret not being there on the day of one of our son's birthdays. Everything had to happen on a weekend. Doesn't matter when it fell during the week. And I said, you know, I did miss some of those things, but I'm going to go back to what I said at the very beginning of my message. And I've believed this my whole life. I did the very best that I knew how to do at the time. That was the way that I supported my family. That's the way I paid the bills. That's the way I put food on the table. So, yeah, I missed some things, but at the same time, I had a responsibility and an obligation. And at the time, that was the best that I knew how to do. But I'm thankful for the women in my life, and I'm thankful for the blessings that they have given to me. I wonder, as I bring my message to a close, as Proverbs 28 says, is there anybody else here this morning that wants to arise and call their mother blessed? Anyone else before we bring our service to a close?